Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And something was dropped on me today that I did not know. And I want to cover this with you. And that is the usage of silver by our government. And this is huge, guys. It's absolutely huge. So like, subscribe, and comment in the video. You know, I have taught you guys about precious metals for the longest time. You guys know that. One thing that I truly believe in the most is to buy silver, and to buy junk silver, and to buy silver bars, silver coins, whatever you're into. In fact, a little over two years ago, we gave out, you know, custom-made, I Allegedly, silver coins. It was awesome, okay? And think about this. Silver just hit $35 an ounce. I am telling you guys, if you can go out and you can buy some silver right now, go get some silver. You know, we talk about Patriot Gold is the best place to buy it. It really is. But they're not a sponsor in this video. You can go to a pawn shop and you can buy silver. You can buy it at a coin shop. Depending on where you live, they will charge you the spot price of what the metal is, and then a premium over that. I try to tell people not to pay more than $5 for the premium. You know, you can negotiate that based on the amount that you're buying usually. But you're seeing silver hit $35 an ounce. And one thing that you're going to see is you're going to see days with the instability in the market, the instability of the business community right now, you're going to see silver drop and jump days where it's going to go up $5, $10, $20 an ounce. I could easily see silver at $100 an ounce. Totally believe that. But think about this. What came across my desk, which was wild, was our military is using a tremendous amount of silver. And we've talked about the industrial uses. There is such a silver demand that there are almost 100 million ounces a year shortfall on the production of silver right now, if you just use medical and the normal uses. Now, then you start throwing into solar panels and EV cars and everything. It's the greatest conductor of electricity that there is. But silver is in short supply, and we do not mine enough of it right now to keep up with current demand. It's that simple. So get yourself some silver, guys. Get it now. Get it now. Get it now. Get it now. I have a tremendous amount of this, and I've been accumulating it since I was a kid, and I believe that you're going to see it shoot up in price. Now, you know, I've had crazy sent to me where silver is going to go to $500 an ounce. The world would be Armageddon. It would be, you know, it would be chaos if you had $500 an ounce silver, because gold would be through the roof, and you should have both in your portfolio, as far as I'm concerned. But think about this. Something simple, what they call junk silver, which I get a kick out of that name. Silver coins, you know, that you had dimes, nickels, quarters, pre-1964, were made out of silver. Dimes and quarters, especially. 90% silver in those coins. You want to get yourself into this inexpensively? Get some coins. Go to the coin shop, see if they're selling those. And what they'll do is they'll price it out, you know, per $100 value. Like, you can get so many coins per $100. Okay, it's just that simple. But what you're going to see is you're going to see in complete and utter shooting up in price, because I, for one, believe that we're going to see some type of military activity in the near future. Now, let's go back to the story that was sent to me out of Jerusalem. Think about this. Military consumption of silver could far exceed the industrial use in the United States. Now, military's hidden demand for silver is greater than anybody thinks. The hidden demand already they took out of our strategic reserves, out of West Point Bullion Depository. They took $430 million ounces of silver out of the depository and made weaponry out of it. Okay, and I'm sure you can guess what it was. But military applications for silver offer underreported or omitted from official data include rockets and missiles, bombs and shells, fighter jets, satellites, tanks and submarines, torpedoes, night vision goggles, communication devices, radar systems, space technology, and nuclear technology. This is what we're into right now. This is what's happening. Why is Google talking about having their own nuclear reactor. Oh, nuclear is bad, Dan. You just don't do that, okay? No. Then you got Microsoft and you got Meta and everybody else doing this. But the idea with this, with the escalating geopolitical tensions, read the story below. I'm telling you, it's all the same things. From the medical space, when I was in that space, so many medical instruments are made out of silver, coated with silver, because of how you can disinfect things and it does not spread germs like other things do. But to go out and buy yourself an ounce of silver, do this. Buy what you can afford. Don't go out and borrow money. I spoke to a woman who's a good friend of mine, who's a coin dealer and silver dealer. And she says, Dan, I turn people away all the time because they tell me how in debt they are and they want to go out and buy silver and they're going to take this off their Visa card. Don't do that, guys. Go take money you have. This is a financial news channel. Don't forget that. And you need to protect yourself. But think about this. You're going to have days, for those of you that already own the silver, you're in great shape. Because I am one of these people that you're going to see $10 jumps, $20 jumps in a day. I really believe that. And just a few years ago, you know, we talked about how gold has shot up. It's such a great investment, and it's done great this year. I'm trying not to walk into the birds. That's why I'm not looking at the camera. Gold has shot up a ton. You've got Bank of America telling us it's going to go well above $3,000 an ounce, and I believe that. But when Goldman Sachs steps forward and says, hey, we want everybody to get understand that the party is over, and I'm like, wow, what a terrible thing to say. But you need to protect yourself and you need to have precious metals in your portfolio. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. Do I think the best place to buy it is Patriot Gold? Absolutely, guys. Okay? They're not sponsoring the video, but you can do this yourself. You can go to the local pawn shop. You can buy an ounce here, an ounce there, and get yourself set up. 10, 20, 100 ounces, you'd be in good shape with this. Remember this because a wise man told me this. You don't want to buy 100-ounce bars if you can avoid it, because if the S hits the fan, it's going to be much easier to sell 1-ounce bars and 10-ounce bars and pictures with Dan's face on it than it will be to do 100-ounce bars. Remember that. So I hope this is helpful, but read the article below because that's what freaked me out. I'm like, wow, I didn't know all the military uses. I knew they used it, but not to the extent. And if you believe that trouble's coming, and I believe trouble's coming, I believe that you're going to see this thing go at a completely, different direction, and they're going to need all the silver they can. So let me know what you think about this, and do you guys have any silver out there? Anybody been buying it? Anybody been accumulating it? Let us all know, okay? Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Send me stories like this, guys. You know I love this stuff, okay? So I appreciate each and every one of you, and stay strong. Get your financial house in order right now. Remember that, okay? Good luck to you. I'll see you very soon.